6. Havona natives. The Havona natives are the direct creation of the Paradise Trinity, and their number is beyond the concept of your circumscribed minds. Neither is it possible for Eurantians to conceive of the inherent endowments of such divinely perfect creatures as these Trinity origin races of the eternal universe. You can never truly envisage these glorious creatures. You must await your arrival in Havona, when you can greet them as spirit comrades. During your long sojourn on the billion worlds of Havona culture, you will develop an eternal friendship for these superb beings. And how deep is that friendship which grows up between the lowest personal creature from the worlds of space and these high personal beings native to the perfect spheres of the central universe? Ascending mortals, in their long and loving association with the Havona natives, do much to compensate for the spiritual impoverishment of the earlier stages of mortal progression. At the same time, through their contacts with ascending pilgrims, the Havoners gain an experience which to no small extent overcomes the experiential handicap of having always lived a life of divine perfection. The good to both ascending mortal and Havona native is great and mutual. Havona natives, like all other Trinity origin personalities, are projected in divine perfection, and as with other Trinity origin personalities, the passing of time may add to their stores of experiential endowments. But unlike the stationary sons of the Trinity, Havoners may evolve in status, may have an unrevealed future eternity destiny. This is illustrated by those Havoners whose service factualize capacity for fusion with an unadjuster father fragment and so qualify for membership in the mortal cores of the finality. And there are other finaliter cores open to these natives of the central universe. The status evolution of Havona natives has occasioned much speculation on Uversa, since they are constantly filtering into the several paradise cores of the finality, and since no more are being created, it is apparent that the number of natives remaining in Havona is constantly diminishing. The ultimate consequences of these transactions have never been revealed to us, but we do not believe that Havona will ever be entirely depleted of its natives. We have entertained the theory that Havoners will possibly cease entering the finaliter course sometime during the ages of the successive creations of the outer space levels. We have also entertained the thought that in these subsequent universe ages the central universe may be peopled by a mixed group of resident beings, a citizenship consisting only in part of the original Havona natives. We do not know what order or type of creature may be thus destined to residential status in the future Havona, but we have thought of 1. The Univitatia, who are at present the permanent citizens of the local universe constellations. 2. Future types of mortals who may be born on the inhabited spheres of the super universes in the flowering of the ages of light and life. 3. The incoming spiritual aristocracy of the successive outer universes. We know that the Havona of the previous universe age was somewhat different from the Havona of the present age. We deem it no more than reasonable to assume that we are now witnessing those slow changes in the central universe that are anticipatory of the ages to come. One thing is certain, the universe is non-static. Only God is changeless.